You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Are we going to have to like crowdsource the songs that people want Christmas-wise as we are 9 days away from Christmas here in the Loop?
I don't know. Maybe. Right. It's funny because this was in the rotator. I didn't even dial this one up.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, wow.
Just so happened
okay.
to come up, yeah.
All right, so we are very much all the way in the Christmas season, the holiday season here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610 at the Figgy Fig, if you want to see if you can bully Figgy into playing a song that you
yeah,
want coming
yeah,
back
or text it.
On the show. Or, no, I like the idea of his just inbox being flooded with somebody yeah. that's like, play Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Do it. Let's talk more about these Texans. I feel like one of the things I was very encouraged by in this game is the execution stuff got cleaned up. They executed pretty damn well. They ran the ball really well. They threw the ball pretty damn well, and they scored 40 points, right? What more is there to ask in a 40-20 victory over the Arizona Cardinals? But as they were talking after the game, particularly C.J. Stroud, he was talking about the fact that, you know, they were executing well, and it made me think, huh, okay, what then went into the instances when they weren't executing, and maybe is there a through line? Because mm-hmm. the thing about it is, it's easy for someone to say, and maybe in bad faith, maybe in good faith, that, oh, that's the Cardinals over there.
Yeah.
You know, right? Not a great run defense, not a scary team per se, even though they had some players that show up. And what does it look like if you're back against a team that could show up mm-hmm. and give you a little bit of a scare? I don't know, but I was like, how do you make sure you keep those things away? And so I kind of wanted to go through a little investigation of our own as we go. 713-572-4610 and see if we can diagnose. What's the execution? Like, where are the execution issues and what are the things that we can do to prevent them? So first and foremost, I think in order to solve a problem, we got to know what the problem is. And I kind of wanted to look at the problem games. So we have to agree what the problem games are to begin with. Would you agree that looking at the pre-snap penalties are what we're talking about here?
Sure.
Right? The illegal mm-hmm. shifts, mm-hmm. the illegal formations, the false starts. These are the things that we look at when we go, damn, the execution is not looking great. Obviously, I think they're on Kirby. They're looking at even more than that, right? Making mm-hmm. sure that you're in the right protections, making sure that you're, obviously all on the same page play-wise.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't have a great way of pulling that out without just having to like go right. and notate it watching the film. But I figured this could be a good shorthand. All right, so tell me if you agree that these games were games where the execution
mm-hmm.
is something that we want to talk about. Clearly, week 14 versus the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, especially early.
Couple of false starts, yeah. an illegal shift, and offsides. That all felt like, oh, why? Mm-hmm. What's happening mm-hmm. here? Week 13 versus the Colts? Did that feel like one as well? Yeah, three illegal formations in this.
Oh, yeah.
Game.
Yeah. I'm trying to, you know, you got to kind of track back and try to remember some of the specifics, but yes.
All right. I've also taken note of week 10 versus Jacksonville. Jacksonville mm-hmm. here in NRG Stadium. You had three false starts in that game. and yeah, and you had a delay of game as well. This was still under the watchful eye of one Davis Mills as he was the quarterback of the game. And, of course, that's a game where you got down and you had to come back and win it late. Mm-hmm. All right, how about a week nine versus Denver? Did that feel like an execution situation at all?
In second half, right?
A little bit there. Mm-hmm. You had a delay of game. You had a illegal shift. You had a false start in there. Mm-hmm. Week three versus Jacksonville, if you can think back, there was a couple of false starts. Mm-hmm. That one I was a little bit dicey on. But week one versus the Rams.
100%.
Couple of false starts, illegal shifts. You had a face mask as well, interestingly enough.
Yeah.
And then you had a delay of game. Mm-hmm. Those all feel about right, right?
They do.
Okay.
And so you're asking,
is there any...
What's the common thread?
Yeah, is there any through line that we could take there to try and... Because I'm trying to reverse engineer this, right? Mm-hmm. I think that there's something to be said for, obviously, you know what you need to do. You know, you need to get up on the line and line up correctly. You need to get up and... If you're a sixth offensive lineman declaring as eligible, you need to declare as eligible. You need to get set when you're in motion. Mm-hmm. These are the things that NFL players know inherently, but they keep happening. So is there something happening? Is it who they're lining up against? Is there circumstances outside of that that we could put together that we go, that's why the execution is not happening there.
Yeah.
And boom, now we're not happening.
I think to me, and you may disagree, but I think there's evidence to support this. I think even though the line is playing better, the offense is playing better, it still comes back to the how do I put this nicely? They're not great. They're not great. Is that as nice as I can put it?
That's pretty nice.
When you are overmatched, you tend to try to get that little head start.
Sure.
You tend to maybe, you know, get that little extra edge, whether it's a grab or a hold or whatever. You tend to lose your focus because that's a bad dude coming at you, and you're trying to get ahead of the game by beating him to the punch. And I say this with as much respect as we can possibly muster, because we've been talking about the last couple of weeks, this line is playing better. They are
better's relative.
They are exactly. They are running the ball better. There has been better protection. C.J. Stroud clearly has had more confidence in them and has been able to make some plays outside the pocket. But we were just talking with Seth off air. I mean, there are some players like Ed Ingram is starting to show some signs of getting beat more than he was earlier in the year.
And who knows if that's maybe like an anomaly or if that is, oh man, I hated the way that my brain thought of this and I'm trying to find another way, but I'm not turning back into a pumpkin is the word that I thought. And I was like, oh, I don't like the way that sounds, but you hope that that's not the case, right?
Yeah. And, you know, Jake Andrews is still an undersized center that is more cerebral than physical. You still have a rookie, you know, left tackle. There are still position shifts with Titus Howard, and your right tackle is a really big dude that has been playing, you know, quite well. But, you know, what is his condition? You know, how long does he stay with blocks? And is he trying to get, you know, a head start, a cheat code? And then your blocking tight end, Blake Fisher, is just still overmatched as a blocker. He is.
Yeah.
You know, so what I'm saying is they're playing well, but what's the common thread? What's the through line, as you put it? They have to compensate.
Sure.
This is compensation.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would like to further examine that, but I appreciate whenever we get texts in that are innovative, and I always want to salute those. From the 936, can they just change 57? Obviously, Blake Fisher, can they change his number so he doesn't have to declare every game? And I mean, seeing as I don't, the answer is yes, they could, right? Like they could just make him a tight end number. I think he also still exists as a swing tackle if you need. So I think that's the reason why. However, you know, in case someone gets injured or whatever, he would have to slide in there at tackle. I don't think he'd be able to do that if he's wearing like 80, what is a available 80 number? 82, is that available right now? No, 82 is not available. I'd have to go look. Somebody wearing Harrison Bryant's wearing 88.
Is that right?
That's not here nor there. But I was like, yeah, can you find that number? That was a funny thought. But does it track if maybe you just go look at who's across from them with what you're saying there of this still is not the most talented offensive line in the National Football League. And when they have a particular challenge across from them, does that get them to the place where they're lining up in a kind of odd way or jumping early? Week 14, we know what it was.
No.
Chris Jones started turning up, and that put them in some weird places.
And it was especially early in the game.
Yeah.
Right? And that would lend itself to, They're trying to, you know, they're trying to get that head start, you know, compensating for what they know. I mean, they know that who's up against them and they might be overmatched, or they know that they just got beat on a play or could have, or whatever. I really truly mean this respectfully because they've been playing well, but they individually, these are not super talents up there.
Does that theory fit with week 13 versus Indy, who do you have on that defensive line? Now, Grover Stewart in the middle of it was mm-hmm. was pretty good in that game, but like Laiatu Latu was, I mean, there, but I don't know that I was like terrified by his presence in this game. Like, does that feel like it fits there as well?
Well, I think it's also just in general, when you're an offensive line that's really been together for what, a month now, a little over a month.
Okay.
You know, you're still trying to just learn, you know, how to, and you've had changes to the offense as well. Blocking schemes, pass routes. We talked about that earlier. I really feel that this is just, these guys are trying to get an edge. Man, they're trying to compensate.
I remember Neville Gallimore having a couple of instances of looking pretty good. And then Adebowore had a sack in that game. Cromley had a sack in that game. Yeah, there was a couple of guys that were giving them a little bit of hell there. Week 10 versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. How does that one fit with our premise here that we're looking at, where it's like, hey, how much of this is what's opposite them when this offensive line, and how much of that is factoring into the execution of this?
I think, yes, it does matter, you know, who's opposite you, especially when you see Chris Jones and he's, you know, that third quarter, we all know what happened. And I don't remember specifically a lot of, like,
and that was also
snap, that, but there was some, yeah.
That was also the first full game that you have Davis Mills under center. So I remember one of the...
Oh, you're talking about Jacksonville.
Yeah, versus Jacksonville. Yeah, one of the false starts was you had both tackles in Ariante Ursary and mm-hmm. Trent Brown jumping. Plus, you had Jarrett Patterson playing left guard in that game, if you recall. Mm-hmm. And he jumped as well. And I remember thinking, or actually, it was someone on the broadcast, I can't remember exactly who, made mention of the idea that, hey, maybe this is cadence. Actually, I think it was Ross Tucker, in fact. It's like, hey, the cadence mm-hmm. of a different quarterback, does that at all shift the way that they were, what they were expecting, and did that get them jumping?
Maybe
in
that specific instance. But I think the two best signs, indicators of these guys are just trying to get, you know, every advantage they can get, even if it's a little bit of a head start, are the two Stover lining up off sides plays.
You
know, we all remember, was it Al Pacino? 1 inch, you know, how big important it is to get that 1 inch advantage. Well, Ursary was over the line on one, and then Stover was over the line this past weekend. They are
Blake Fisher and
Blake Fisher. They're just trying, understanding who they are. They understand who they are, and they're trying to gain an advantage. And I think that leads to penalties.
And then we were in versus the Rams, if you can think all the way back, Jared Verse.
That was just a mess.
Right. That was the first time.
That was just a mess.
Now we're going back to times where your offensive line wasn't even settled. You had Cam Robinson in certain, actually Cam Robinson. Was that the game that he did not play and you had Tay mm-hmm. in there? I think one of those false starts was just Laken Tomlinson rocking back on a start, not being in. So, like, yeah, I think some of that was just not in the same way. So it feels like at times you got guys who are across from you who mm-hmm. are giving you a little bit of the spooks, knowing that, you know, they have an opportunity. I would hope that having this set of five together for a period of time gives them a little bit more comfort. Mm-hmm. You're also seeing them get more, like, six-man protections, sometimes seven-man protections to give them confidence, I imagine. So hopefully that helps with the execution in those instances. We talked earlier about CJ having a little bit more comfort and confidence mm-hmm. when he gets out here with the play call. So I wonder if that helps his process. Plus, I feel like, what were you going to say?
No, I was just going to let you finish. And then I did want to add one thing that maybe it's not the best news you want to hear. But the one thing about being sort of overmatched and having to compensate,
yeah,
that's not something that is just focus. And I mean, it is that, you know, it's a factor. But we've heard D'Amico talk a lot about, well, you know, we can't have the pre-snap penalties, can't get behind the chains. You know, you got to focus and all this other stuff. Well, if you're sort of compensating now, you're going to continue to compensate when you get into the postseason. You know, you're still going to try to get that little extra edge. It's, you know, it's still going to be on the table.
So, is ultimately what the in-loop investigation on execution finding that this is not something that we can say is gone for good?
I don't think so. And frankly, maybe you have to live with some of them. You know, if they're playing better and they're getting that edge and they get away with some, maybe you just have to live with some of them.
How much does starting fast change any of this?
Oh, you mean just in general, like in on the scoreboard?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think it might change it some, but they still every snap, you know, every snap is going to have to come down to we don't want to get our quarterback killed. We don't want to. We need to gain some yards here.
Yeah. So yeah. As much as I want to be like they have exercised this demon completely, mm-hmm. it feels like it's one of those things that can pop up at any given time
with
this team. And I wish that that was not the answer, mm-hmm. but if we're going to be realistic about this, that's going to be one of the things that they have to keep watching. It's one of the things that we were talking about even in that Kansas City game where you win the game. I'm like, hey, a reminder, I don't think that you could just expect this offensive line. You get you five, pick up whatever's happening here, and that's cool. Plus, when teams decide to get up here and blitz or stunt, that's still a thing where they're getting better at it, but they can still get got in some way. So all of these things, it's still going to have to be a focus for this team.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, I think that it's going to be one of those things that you have to contend with throughout the rest of the season. Yeah, maybe not as much this season because I'm like...
Maybe they get better at it, but I still think they're looking for an edge.
This week will be a real tell what Max Crosby does to them. Do you have a false start in one of these instances? Yeah. At least the thing for me is that the illegal shifts have got to get cleaned up because that's one of those things that
just sloppy.
I feel like that's something that either your wide receiver get into a spot and make sure you get set, or your quarterback even at times needs to recognize that rhythm of give that guy opportunity to get to the place that he needs to be before you
and
call
that speaks
for that
to D'Amico's big calling of getting to the line of scrimmage quicker.
I think so. So a little bit of an investigation of what's happening operationally. I think our as conclusive as we can get our investigation to be is that it's gone for now, but be vigilant. Remain vigilant on this because, again, these are the things that can end a game, right? These are the things that can be the difference, especially in narrow margin type games when you're playing against good teams. We've seen it be issues in these games. In fact, there's a number of these games that we were talking about where it was either almost the difference in the game or it absolutely was the difference in the game, the execution. So, glad to see CJ executing well this weekend. Don't think that that's gone for good. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Tuesday. Coming up next, we hand things over to Figgy Fig for the mixtape. What's it looking like, man?
Yeah, it's looking like Christmas, man. I'm going to get in the Christmas vibe and in honor of one of my favorite Christmas movies. I'm going to do a little scenario game, trap or nah.
Oh, okay. Let's play a little game in the mixtape. We'll do that next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Yes, it is. Mitch Tapin, the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man, Figgy Fig, holding it down on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. We got like 9 days until Christmas. Is it nine?
9 days.
9 days until Christmas. Man, it popped up quick. Mm-hmm. Man, this month flew by quick. So hopefully everybody got their shopping and all that stuff done.
Don't wait.
Yeah, I know. I'm just out here. It's going out of one ear through the other.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, it's that time of the year. And wait, let me find my music before I play this. Get it to this little game I'm going to play.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Hey.
Little Home Alone music.
Yeah.
If you don't know, Home Alone is one of my favorite Christmas movies. Personally, I like Home Alone 2 better.
Yeah, really? You've said that before. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, I do. I mean, ain't no right or wrong answer.
Home Alone 2 was in New York, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, so if you don't know, Kevin McAllister, who is the character played by Macaulay Culkin, was left at home and the bad guy's trying to get him and all that stuff. And he set a lot of booby traps around the house
mm-hmm.
that was protecting himself from the bad guys.
He wasn't protecting himself after a while. He was enjoying fun. He was messing with them boys.
He was trying to get them, so he's protecting himself a little bit. Self-defense. Mm-hmm. But so this holiday season, I want to ask the real questions. Is this a trap or no?
Okay.
I'm going to go through a couple things and let me know if this is a trap or no.
Okay.
If your significant other said, you ain't got to give me nothing this year. Don't worry about it.
It's
a trap.
Is that
a trap or no?
It's a trap.
Unless you know your significant other really well, it's a trap.
I've been married a long, long time.
Johnny, you ain't got to give me nothing. I'm fine.
It's a trap.
And it might not be a trap. However, you're not going to air. Like, the fallout will be a lot easier if you get something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
Like, they might not be happy that you didn't listen to them, but at least you can maybe spin this into, I care. What? I just wanted to make sure you had something.
Yeah, what's the downside
to
actually getting them something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, you could feel like you weren't being listened to, and depending on how the relationship
like
is.
Like, she's going to be mad you got her something?
Depending on which kid, but you will have a lot worse of a circumstance if you do not get something and they want
something. You don't want to feel like a fool,
right?
Where she come out of nowhere, she got you something,
and she absolutely will.
Yes, you feel like a complete fool.
Don't we said we weren't gonna get anybody anything, but I just saw this I thought of you.
Yeah.
What about this one when they say, "I'll be happy with whatever"?
I'm actually a little more.
Is that a trap or not?
I think that's maybe leaning toward nah, depending on kind of what Reg said earlier, depending on the relationship, because after a while, if you've been with someone for a while, you kind of know what each other likes and they want a little surprise or whatever.
That is more of a trap.
No.
That is more of a trap than the first one. What you mean?
Like I've been together so long, like if we really, really needed it or really, really wanted it, we probably have it.
Don't listen to Lopez on gifts.
So get them a little surprise.
I think that's different. If you've been together, y'all been together, what, over 40 years?
40 years.
Yeah, at that point, I done had everything.
So, don't get her a little bit of a
surprise.
If
y'all been together for about
unique.
2 or 3 years, don't listen to that.
Correct.
I don't know if you should listen to it either way, because it feels to me, and I could easily be wrong. I've been wrong plenty, and I'll be wrong again in the future. It feels to me that is, I want something, but I want you to figure it out.
Yeah.
Well, and so
that could be it.
So the idea that I don't care, no, this is a test. And now we need to lock in.
No, I think it can be that. But again, when you've been together a while, like if she wants a particular, I'm not talking like a big bread, like a little something that she likes, she probably has it. You know, so she kind of wants, like, I don't care. I know you can come up with something. You know, that type of thing.
Yeah. Okay. So what about this one? Getting invited to a get-together and the host say, you ain't got to bring anything. Don't worry about it. You ain't got to bring nothing.
Nah.
Is that a trap or nah?
Nah.
I think that one is unfair, to be honest.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, nah.
Yeah. Because sometimes they really don't. Sometimes they're just being nice. And you don't know. You're always in a bad spot when they say that.
Yeah, whenever they say it, I still bring something.
Yeah, you're sure. Just in a bad
I still
spot.
A glass. I mean, not a glass, but a bottle of wine or some type of dessert or something like that. Even if it's just running to the store real quick to
be
get
sweet
something.
If you did bring a glass of wine here,
just a single glass. Of glass.
See, now that can of beer.
I think that that's the only way you can go wrong is if you only bring enough for you.
Yeah.
Like if you bring enough for everybody, they're bring like, a little oh, six pack. Nice. Yeah. Right. Or if you don't bring anything, it's like oh, you said that you didn't need anything or whatever. Yeah. But if you're just like, I brought some, but only enough for me, that's the loser right there. Yeah. That's it.
What about this one? Oh, you don't need to dress up.
Again, that's a trap very dicey, no? Right?
That feels like a trap. Just
I got trapped a couple times like that. Like, oh no, you don't have to dress up or anything. Uh-huh. Go there, everybody dressed up.
Then you're like, oh.
I'm like, damn. But so now I got to the point I overdressed.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Because I think it's rare that you feel bad about overdressing. You could take a hit by being pretty underdressed for a circumstance, you know? So the only reason why I think that could go the other way is if it's like, oh, it's a costume party, but you don't have to dress up. And then you come in and you got like, you really went in and they were like, oh, I just put ears on or something like that, you know?
Yeah. All right. This one, it's just a quick stop. Don't worry about it. It's just a quick stop.
Oh, God, don't get me started on that. You know how I feel about this one. The add-ons.
I know your lady. Oh, we're just going to make a quick stop right here.
She is the queen of the add-ons. Hey, you want to go to the grocery store? Sure. Okay, well, we're just going to stop by Michael's real quick because I need blah, blah, blah. Michael's. Oh, and then I wanted to get a cold brew at this little
oh, yeah, this time of year,
here.
Michael's is a mess.
And then, I forgot. We got to stop at blah, blah, blah. I'm just going to run in and run out. Boy, if I had a nickel. I'm just going to run in and run out. You can just wait in the car. The add-ons are the death of me.
I think the fun part about that is it doesn't even have to be the add-ons. It's a quick trip. We're just going to run to Walmart. Everybody's in there.
Yep.
Yeah. Starting about.
This is not a quick trip.
Starting about like last week. Everybody is in every store. Everybody's outside. I don't know how, but they are.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm going to run through a couple quick ones. Some sports related ones.
Please.
Kind of bring it a little sportsy. Your team clinches early and rest starters. Is that a trap or nah?
I say nah. Like, I still lean into the idea of it's a long football season, man. If I get
rest or rust.
If I get an opportunity to be maximum healthy as much as I can manage, I want to take that. I don't lean so much into the rust conversation.
I'd rather take the risk than risk them being tired. I'd rather take the risk of them resting, you know?
All right. Yeah. When someone guarantees a win, is that a trap or no?
It's boring. It's gotten to the point where it's boring now. I guarantee we're going to win. And then you don't. What? What's the consequence?
Smelling salts. We've established this.
Well, yeah.
This is true.
We've established this on the.
Yeah.
I from my perspective as a on-air person, yes, it is a trap because there is no benefit. Like if I guarantee a win and they win, everybody goes, okay. If I guarantee a win and they lose, y'all are on my ass.
No,
that is absolutely a trap from my perspective.
And the last one, I'm in the best shape of my life.
That's a trap. Yeah. That's the trappiest trap.
Yeah. That is a big time trap.
Yeah, when somebody
who said it recently,
I don't recall. Was that Philip Rivers in a roundabout way?
Yeah, I think it was last
saying
week.
Saying that he lifts in the gym or something at the school, at the high school.
Yeah, I think. And then Jerry Rice said it at the age of 60
that was it.
Whatever.
Yeah, that was it. It was Jerry Rice.
Oh, yeah. Best shape of my life.
Jerry Rice said, I haven't run the hill, but I could. It's like, oh, see, that's how you know you're old. You're like, I could do that if I really wanted to.
Yeah.
If you wanted
hold
to,
my
you
beer.
Would be doing it.
All you had to do is say, hold my beer.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It's the Mixtape and the Loop Sports Radio 610. A little Christmas edition here. Lopez, did you go Christmas shopping? Are you all good? Did you get the grandbaby something?
I'm just about done, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, just about. A couple little things, but just
what'd
about
you get, Figgy?
Done. I'm not done.
Did you get the grandbaby something? That's more important.
Yeah, for okay. sure.
Okay, did yeah. you look at the top 10 toys of 2025?
Oh, we got the list?
I did not.
Oh, man, you suck as a grandpa, man. Come on, man. How you ain't getting them the best toys of 2025?
Who said I didn't get them a best toy?
I don't know.
What are they?
Yeah, so I'm going to go through this list real quick. Top 10, according to Toy Insider.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10 is the LOL Surprise Hair Bead Salon.
The what? Oh, so I'm guessing this is like just for kids to put beads in their hair yeah. if they have them braided or something.
I have no idea. Okay. I probably know a little more anime than yeah. I do this list.
I'm honest. Guessing that's what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
No clue.
Number 9 coming in is the Imaginaire bumper cars. I did see this a
sounds
couple
interesting.
Times. Yeah, so it's like an indoor ride on little bumper cars.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That sounds like that could be a hot mess.
Yeah.
So it's like the old like cars that they could hop in except they're bumper cars?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a way to break something in the
yeah,
house.
Yeah, yeah. Something like is getting broken. That's what you need to get your grandbaby, man.
Eventually I might.
No, get it to him, but just don't break it to grandpa's
yeah,
house.
Yeah, their house.
Don't break it to yeah,
and
keep
then
it at home.
A drum set.
Yeah, I feel like that's your responsibility as a grandparent yes, or like yes. a or like an uncle or yeah. something like that. Is yeah. that
irritate the parents?
100%. Get them the toys.
Get them a drum set
and make sure
cymbals.
You get them. Make sure you get them the batteries that are not included as well, because yes. you want to make sure that noise happens on Christmas Day.
Yes.
Yeah. The other things that's on this list: Jurassic World Chomp T Rex.
Oh, so I'm guessing this is like kung fu action
movie, yeah.
grip of the I like that.
Yeah, Gabby's Dollhouse. I heard of that. It's like an interaction play set.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Furby Rainbow.
Furby.
Yeah,
Furbies are still in the game.
Yeah, they still in the game.
In the year of our Lord 2025.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Fur Real Feed and Follow Cow.
So you get a toy cow, you feed it, and it follows you.
I ain't got no kids.
That sounds like a pet without the excrement.
Yeah,
that sounds great.
That's right.
Can I press pause and say that I kind of love that all these toys are physical toys.
That's true. Yeah.
Like, it's one of those things that it feels like we always talk about all the iPad kids. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised the kids still playing with toys for real.
Yeah. Yep. Coming in number four, Fisher-Price. We all know about Fisher-Price. Mm-hmm. The 4-in-1 activity table.
Okay. Oh, that's a legendary.
Classic. Yeah, legendary. Classic.
Still in the game.
Yeah, number three, Disney Interactive Stitch plush.
Stitch?
Interactive Stitch. How does it become interactive?
Yeah.
How does it become interactive?
Yeah. Number two, Care Bears and Wicked. I guess they got a little collab.
Of course, Wicked's going to have something out there.
Yep. And then number one, the Bluey Supermarket playset.
Bluey is enormous right now.
Yeah, Bluey's a winner.
That's top dog.
Yeah.
Bluey's a winner. Dog in the game. Bluey's running the children's programming portion of this.
Okay. Hopefully that helped y'all get y'all little Christmas stuff together. Mm-hmm.
And I don't care if y'all judge me. Bluey's one of those shows that if you put it on as an adult and you have a kid around, you will also be entertained.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's how you know it's a good show.
It's good, yeah.
Yeah, where you can sit there and you kind of chuckle a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good show.
Yeah.
It's the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. I want to ask y'all this. What's a staple food that y'all have that you got to absolutely make it from scratch? Not no canned food or store-bought. Something you just got to absolutely have it made by scratch.
Beans, mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah. I've gotten to the bougie level where I only want fresh-made mashed potatoes. Yeah,
no box.
Yeah,
first
no box.
Two that popped into mine are beans and mashed potatoes.
Jollof rice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all know what it is. Nigerians got to have that real.
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell the difference if it's made from scratch versus box or whatever like that?
Oh, I think for sure on beans and mashed potatoes.
Yeah, mashed potatoes, 100%.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Raging Italian is back.
Oh, God. Good.
This Raging is the dude that cuss a whole bunch.
Yeah. So he was back
at it. I like your setup there.
Yeah. So he back at it. His son decided to do a little trick on him, and he put some Chef Boyardee inside of a little bowl and lied to him and said he made it from scratch.
Oh, no.
And remind you, this is the Raging Italian.
Yeah.
So he knows what's good spaghetti and meatballs.
His grandma's gravy.
Yeah. So here is his son giving it the dad the bowl of Chef Boyardee and the Raging Italian reacting to it.
I made you some food.
What did you make?
I made homemade spaghetti and meatballs, dude.
When do you cook?
Spaghetti meatballs is easy.
You made the meatballs?
Yeah.
From
scratch? Can you try it?
And the sauce?
I thought it was pretty, I made everything from scratch. But obviously besides the noodles, but like.
You made this. It looks like dog food.
Already?
Are you kidding me?
You're making fun of
my
food.
You can
already?
Look at the texture of the friggin' sauce. Why would you make meatballs so small?
Can you just try?
Why would you make meatballs so small? It smells like canned food.
How is it? Pretty good, right?
Dude, the fucking spaghetti is so fucking overcooked. You made this?
Wow.
You made this?
Yeah, I made it.
It tastes like Chef Boyardee or some like that. Walmart.
Okay, Gordon Ramsay, what the
dude.
Are you
doing?
Dude, are you serious?
Get this out of here. You didn't make this. If you made it, get that out of here. It tastes like dog. There's no way you made that. And if you did, you have no business being in the
serious? How
it tastes
rude.
Like
ungrateful.
He's like, you didn't make that. Get that out of here. And even if you did, get it out of here. I just want to stress that.
He got angry.
Yeah.
angry.
Hey, they call him the Raging for a reason.
That is right. He was absolutely raging in that.
Yeah, he was right on the money. Like, this tastes like canned.
And it was Chef Boyardee.
He said it smelled like canned. He smelled the can before he even got to eating it.
Yeah.
At some point, you do kind of smell the can a little bit where you'd be like, this don't really taste the same. Especially if you eating like spaghetti and meatballs from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go to Chef Boyardee, it's just like, nah, this ain't it. All right, I'll get y'all out of here on this as we continue the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. So I usually do a thing called Thanks for Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't done that in a minute. And I'm not going to do it today. I'm going to change it up a little bit. I'm going to do something called What Are You Doing, Man?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell are you doing? So before I get to that, I just want to send a little thoughts and prayers to everyone that was affected in Cindy. With the shooting and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the situation that happened at Brown University. Salute to John Harris.
Yeah.
I know he went to Brown.
Yeah.
Here's a guy by the name of Chuck Schumer who is a U.S. senator mm-hmm. from New York.
Yep.
And he did a little press conference, and he started it off like this.
And of course, I'm going to say a few words about the terrible shooting in Sydney, Australia. Okay? So, and first, of course, as I always say, no matter what, go Bills. They beat the Patriots today. It's a big deal.
Not the time, buddy.
Oh, what are you doing,
not
man?
Not the time. Boy. Not the time.
What are you doing, man?
Wow. Not. I missed this. Go Bills. And now let's talk about Bondi Beach and Sydney.
And
Australia.
Now the summer. Yep.
The tragedy of good.
Yep. Brown University.
What are you doing?
What are you doing,
what
man?
What are that you is... doing?
Nobody gives a damn about that right now, man.
What? This is like a, like some of these unspeakable things that happen. Hey, first of all, go Bills. All right, let's and then we'll go. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that was rough, man.
Yikes!
What are you doing?
Yikes! I'm really trying to go back through. Like, have I ever had a moment that was that cringeworthy? And thankfully, nothing is immediately coming to mind, but I'm sure there's going to be something. But thankfully, I don't think I have anything of that magnitude.
Yeah,
he said, hey, I'm going to get into the shooting and all that stuff, but first, go Bills.
First, you'll see Josh Allen? Man.
Yep, go Bills. Yeah, you know, we beat the Patriots. What are you doing, man?
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us. That is Figgy's Mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday on the program at the Figgy Fig. On social media if you see something that you believe to be mixtape worthy. All right, coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. We'll do that next. Yeah, been a good Tuesday here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Tuesday. Getting ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive here in a little bit. We've talked about a couple of times today this loss that the Rockets suffered at the hands of, depending on how you view it, the Nuggets or the refs there in Denver in overtime. We've talked about the ending a little bit. We talked about the fouls. One of the things that was kind of like sitting with me, or that I've been thinking out, because there's a lot of things that I think that were nuanced within this game that showed, is Jabari Smith Jr. and his continued development. Where are you with Jabari? Because I have been very intrigued by the way that he's come along as, one, a knockdown shooter, which I think has been very important for this team, and they're good three-point shooting, even if they don't take a lot of them. But this game got me to a place where I think I'm at equilibrium with something that was annoying me just a little bit.
How so?
His diet of shots is, because it feels very clear. And we knew that he had worked out with Kevin Durant, and that he looks up to Kevin Durant. He's taking him. It feels very clear that he is shaping his game to be a Kevin Durant light. That shows up a lot in the game, I think.
It does, but you know, clearly there's only one Kevin Durant.
Right.
But the impact that he can have on him in terms of shaping his game is still going to be effective. I don't mind it. You mentioned this a little bit earlier off air. I actually don't mind the mid-range for a couple of reasons. We know he can knock down, you know, some threes. There's no question
without
that he
question,
can. He's
yeah.
got the length. He's got the shot, you know, everything. But when you add that element to your game, if you're going to be playing in this offense where Kevin Durant does that, when you're on the floor, you should be able to do that too, you know, for the offense. And the NBA is just not shooting. I shouldn't say they're not shooting as many number threes, because they are shooting a lot of threes, some teams. But they're going to the mid-range game a lot now. More than they used to. Not like the 90s, but more than they used to.
Yeah, the mid-range is opening up just a little bit, but the thought process, and I've heard Kevin Durant make this mention. I think it was when he was on the Mind the Game podcast. I think that was with, you know, Steve Nash and LeBron, was talking about how the modern iteration of the NBA, everybody don't take mid-range shots. You have to be one of the elites, and then it kind of opens up for you to take mid-range shots. That's the thing that is kind of, I've had a little bit of issues with Jabari, not with him in particular, but with the way that I'm viewing it, because he's not elite as a mid-range guy yet, and I don't think that that's a harsh thing to say yet. He's good and getting better, but he sure likes taking a turnaround, fadeaway mid-range jumper, and to be fair to him, he does knock them a decent amount of times. It felt like in this game, I found myself kind of clutching my pearls a little bit, like, this doesn't feel like the moment to go to that shot. What is a lower percentage shot than some of the other things that you can get, because this is kind of just comfortable. It feels like if KD takes that shot, I go, okay, I'm living with it, because he's so damn good at that. You're not at that place yet. But he handled himself pretty well on taking those shots, And I'm trying to find where I am on that spectrum of, is, do you feel like he is very much in that range of green light, like, you know, forest green as they green, go green lights for him in the mid range now?
I just find it funny that you said the lower percentage shot. The other options are a layup and a three. You know, so but the extra
which he point, which he's done pretty well, I think.
But it didn't used to be like the mid range, or that's not a good percentage for you, but it is now. I think part of it is, you know, the adjustment and then the counter adjustment as the NBA. It just goes back and forth over the course of time. With defenses stretching so much because of the three, and you know, obviously in the last decade or so, then the mid range becomes a little more open, if not open one on one. An opportunity for where you can maybe use the dribble, or you can, as you put it, you know, maybe a ball fake and a fadeaway, or a ball fake and up and under, whatever it may be. I really don't mind. Maybe it's just the old school in me coming out. But I think it's as simple as where's your best shot, not necessarily like the best percentage analytically from 3 points to 2 points at 15 feet versus 23 or 24 feet. I think, is that a good shot? And I think that's where more and more NBA teams are going. The best open look, or at least NBA open look, is going to be a mid-range shot these days. With the way that the defenses are stretching, the way they're rotating, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah, and I think I've gotten to a place where I can't really be too harsh on anything offensively. Mm-hmm. They keep making this work. Now, some of that offensive, you know, efficiency or capability is making sure that they get rebounds. There's just something that I need to maybe fix within mm-hmm. my mental, you know, capacities that throws up the red flag when it's like, hey, you're taking a lot of these mid-range jumpers that you might need to change. Like, there was a point in the fourth quarter, I believe, where Reed Shepard comes off a screen, which is where he's really good, takes a sidestep and takes a long two. And I'm mm-hmm. like, it feels like you need to just take that one more shot, a step to get a three-pointer.
But you get more time to close. You know, that's kind of where I think a lot of coaches are. It's like, hey, you have an open look. Take it. There aren't a lot of them versus, you know, the sidestep or the, you know, dribble back or whatever. And then they're closing a lot closer, a lot harder. And all of a sudden, I mean, it's interesting. I'd be interested to see what the latest data is from team to team to team on that exact thing right there. You know, it's actually, even though, you know, the science has told us, Daryl Morey's generation and everything else, threes and layups or dunks or whatever. I think I'm wondering if that's changed a little bit because of the open looks.
Yeah, so that's the nerdy portion of this game. Yeah. The question, the larger, like, 30,000-foot view question is, when we're talking about all of the foul calls and the ways that especially felt unfair, the inference there, or the implication rather there, is that the Denver Nuggets are getting priority because they're a championship team, they've got an MVP, multi-time MVP. At what point do you think the Rockets garner that level of respect?
I mean, obviously, once they earn it, it's not fair, but it happens to every dynasty, every great player, every, you know, team that makes a deep run or wins a championship. Those things start to happen. Every we were talking about this earlier too, like every NBA game, the number of calls that could be called the other way, or it's silly almost. The teams that have earned those rights tend to start getting those. And that includes Şengün as well. He talked about it after the game.
Is that how you viewed this game, though?
No.
Okay.
In fact, I view this game as the referees and that bad call at the end of the game, or maybe it wasn't a bad call. I did have that one angle, and I was starting to second-guess myself. But either way, that call affected the Rockets. I don't know if it caused the Rockets to lose the game. And because I think the turnovers in overtime – Durant and Şengün, five of their nine turnovers happened in the fourth quarter and overtime, and I just can't shake that. That's not something you want to have happen, and I don't know if they would have won. Other than, you know, they didn't make the call and they missed the shot there, but we don't know what would have happened, you know, in terms of Denver.
We didn't talk about this a lot, and I don't even know how much there is to say about it, but it feels like teams, especially in the big moments, are leaning into something that I had a concern about mm-hmm. early. And the Rockets have already kind of done a little bit of leaning away from it. But a man as ball handler, they are just, you can do whatever you want. We're going to sit about 5 feet off of you.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to jump into the passing lanes and make you pretty ineffective.
My bigger concern is, you know, when you get into clutch time here, you know, fourth quarter and overtime, you're running the offense through Şengün and Durant, and you have to, but they turn the ball over. Or they don't get you into the set that you went to, or they don't make the shot. You know, it's truly it's truly a catch 22. You got to have the ball in their hands, but then they might have some trouble with the ball in their hands.
Yeah, I think that the Rockets team could stand to see some interesting rotation tweaks, like even something as simple as when you have double big lineups, a man isn't on the floor because you end up with another spacing issue when you have a guy that people are willing to sag off of and two centers on the floor.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.